Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide radio show. The show's outrageous and it's contagious. It will lift your spirits high, you'll feel that you can fly. Transform your attitude, fill it with gratitude. Cut loose and improvise, it's coaching time today. Joyce is a great coach with an extraordinary approach. Fast on the upbeat, top of the heap. A wild motivator, great stimulator. Unstoppable in a humoristic way. Life lessons with passion, joyfully today. You want Joyce as your coach if you want this to be your best year ever.
Coach Joyce here. I want this to be your best year ever. I want this to be my best year ever. I want this to be the best year ever for Marla McKenna, her friends, her family, and her pets. And we want this to be the best year ever for all our friends and family worldwide. And that means you. Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends. We are broadcasting live across America and around the world. This is the Hour to Empower, with stimulating talk, views you can use, memorable quotes, and powerful life lessons. We always have hot guests and cool topics. We even have cool guests and hot topics. You always want to tune us on, tune in, and tune up with us to hear the best of the best. You do not want to miss any of our shows. Each show goes into our archives. Log into JoyceBarryandFriends.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, and you will see each guest and each topic on our homepage. You can play and download any of our shows, always informative, inspiring, and motivational. You want to share these special shows with your friends, family, and contacts. You can follow us on Facebook and become a Joyce Barry subscriber and even a fan by going to our Joyce Barry and Friends fan page. Be sure to check like. You can follow us on Twitter. You can follow us by going to our Blog Talk Radio homepage and clicking follow right below my picture. You can also message me in any of these venues about our show, about our guests, about anything. My official website is JoyceBarry.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E. The chat room is open. Log into the chat room, have fun, and chat away. I go back and forth into the chat room during the show to see what is going on in there. Motivation, inspiration, and an education. Positive, happy thoughts to improve your life, health, and finances. Take positive actions to create a gratifying lifestyle. Life lessons from me, your host, Joyce Barry, straight from the coach's corner. And then you will hear from our wonderful guest today. Folks, every day should be treated like a special day. We wish you the finest of friends, the opulence of opportunities, the magic of miracles, and the happiest of days. May this year be your best year ever. Folks, what a great show today. It's all about finding your inner superpower. Marla McKenna, author, speaker, editor, and graphic designer, inspires one and all to tap into their inner superpower. Wonder Woman is my superhero. Who is your superhero? Let Marla empower you to be a superhero to yourself and others. Her amazing books with beautiful graphics brings a smile to your face and joy to your heart. These books are for children of all ages and adults tapping into the child within. While in school, Marla was involved in music, sports, and theater. She graduated from the University University of Wisconsin, receiving her Bachelor of Arts degree in journalism, advertising, and public relations. Marla has always been passionate about the creative aspect of writing and graphic design, and her work has appeared in magazines, brochures, newspapers, billboards, DVDs, and radio spots, and is now featured in 3 children's books, Mom's Big Catch, Sadie's Big Steal, and her 3rd book in the series, Julia's Big Win, is on the way. She also has authored her newest book, I'm a Secret Superhero. By the way, noteworthy is her dog, Sadie, co-authored the book, Sadie's Big Steal. Marla has loved turning her passion for writing into a career and is excited about the opportunity she has to share her positive messages with kids of all ages while visiting schools across the country. Teaching children their dreams really can come true, and the importance of never giving up is the theme she includes in her presentations. Marla enjoys baseball games and walking her dog, Sadie. As an avid dog lover, she strongly supports helping all animals find loving homes, especially those that have been abused and neglected. Marla is a strong supporter of the Linda Blair World Heart Foundation and has chosen to give back partial proceeds from her books to help Linda and all the dogs she fights for to save and rescue and give loving forever homes to. Special thanks also to Rick Springfield for matching Marla's donations, a truly generous and kind gesture. And here today, our guest, truly generous, kind, passionate, wonderful, and special, here she is, Marla McKenna. Marla, welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on. That was quite an introduction. Thank you.
And thank you for being on. I just have one question. You know, when you talk about saving animals that are abused, and then in other places you put about saving dogs. So is the home for animals, including cats, or is it focused on dogs?
Linda Blair focuses mainly on dogs, but she does work with other animals as well through Pet Finder. But her true passion and her love has always been towards dogs.
Oh, okay. I just wasn't quite sure about that because you focus on dogs.
That's okay.
My friends are all primarily cat lovers, have cats, my closest friends. I'm the dog lover, and I've always had a dog, a Maltese, both of them. Both of them made it to 13. After the first one passed, I waited 30 days, had a whole service at a friend's house and a burial next to her dog in the backyard. And then on the 31st day, I bought another little white Maltese who looks somewhat like your dog, Sadie, on the cover.
Yeah. Sadie is a Maltapoo. She's a Maltese poodle mix. So
I gathered it was a mix, but each time I had a white male Maltese, and I just think they're not only so adorable with the unconditional love, but extremely smart as well.
Yeah, they have a great personality, very friendly. Yeah. Yeah, I agree with
you. I never had a dog that wrote a book though.
Well, I wouldn't exactly say she co-authored, but she does star in the book, and she was an inspiration. She is the Give a Dog a Home dog that appears, her logo, her face appears in all of my books. And the Linda Blair World Heart Foundation is just a foundation that I've been extremely drawn to. Linda, she's a wonderful person. She is just an angel on earth with all the wonderful work she does. And as a Rick Springfield fan, he is a very proud supporter of her foundation. They're friends. And, you know, I just wrote my books and I took a chance. You know, everyone's like, well, how did you get Rick Springfield involved? How did you get him, you know, to support your work and match your donations? And honestly, I just asked him. You know, I asked him with my first book and we've continued to grow our relationship. And he's just been... he's been awesome. And so when I give it, you know, I donate, I let him know and then he matches the donation and I'm sure gives more. And so it's been really great. And we've been able to donate thousands of dollars and help save some dogs, and it's just been very heartwarming.
How did the two of you meet? How did you get to meet this man?
Well, I have been a Rick Springfield fan forever, and he makes himself very available to his fans. I live in the Milwaukee area, and his wife is originally from Wisconsin in this area too. So he comes to this area quite a bit, and you know, performs concerts, I've just met him a few times. He's had meet and greets, and he had fan trips. There were cruises several years ago, and like I said, he's very available and approachable, and I just talked to him. I talked to his wife, Barbie. I talked to his management, and they just said, absolutely, Latation. And, since then, I've written 3 books. He's supported them all. I believe he'll continue to support the books that I write. And on a recent fan trip to Atlantis in the Bahamas, which was really a once-in-a-lifetime trip, it was awesome. And he did a video. We have the video. It's on my website, marlamckenna.com. And he talked about the book on stage. So it was pretty cool. It's pretty neat. It's kind of a dream come true for me to work with him, because he's a best-selling author. So it's pretty,
I have no
it's
doubt
amazing.
That he's passionate
yeah.
about the cause, no doubt at all. But I
yeah.
have to say, in talking to you for 2 minutes, how could anyone turn you down for anything?
Aw, thank you. That is very sweet of you to say. But I mean, well, when you think about, I look at it as too, he gets approached by, I'm sure hundreds, thousands of people who ask him for help. I don't know how it happened. I just asked him and he didn't hesitate. And he said yes. And it's just been, like I said, he's a best-selling author. He writes all his music. He's written books. And I think the biggest thing now, it's gone beyond, being a fan of his. It's like he's a writer. And when he complimented me and told me, as a writer, I mean, I think that was the biggest compliment I ever could have gotten, because he's a best-selling author. And that just means so much to me that he supports my work.
I certainly know about his music. I did not know he was a best-selling author. That
yeah.
is a surprise. What has he written?
Yeah, he has written his biography, which is called Late, Late at Night. That came out several years ago. That actually came out around 2011, I believe, because it came out the same time as my first book, Mom's Big Catch. And then since then, a few years ago, he wrote his first fictional book called Magnificent Vibration. And it's very spiritual, and it's all about there's God moments in it. And if, obviously there's just a lot of spirituality, because he's very spiritual. So it's a really fun book. It's just told from the perspective of people all being brought together, and they do some amazing things to try to, it's just really a fun book. I highly recommend it.
It sounds like something that his fans would like to see, because like I said, I'm a fan, but I never heard of the books. I did not know about
mm-hmm.
that. So you learn
mm-hmm.
something every day on the show, even me.
I'm sure. That's awesome.
Let me ask you this. What inspired you to write children's books? Let's start with that.
Well, ever since my daughters were born, Julia and Ashley, and now they are 18 and 16. But ever since they were born, I always thought it would be fun to write a children's book. And, I graduated from the University of Wisconsin in Madison in the journalism school, and so I always liked to write. But, just like anything, there's millions of children's books out there, and how do you get published, and how do you find that one unique idea, because there's so many ideas out there. And then Mom's Big Catch was actually inspired by something that happened at a Major League Baseball game. Now I live in Milwaukee, so it was actually at a Milwaukee Brewer game, and something crazy, without giving the ending of the book away, something just crazy happened, really unique, really fun. And I thought, well, now there's my idea. That would be a really great book to write about. And so I did. So I wrote Mom's Big Catch from the perspective of my daughter, Ashley, who was 7 at the time. Ashley and Julia are actually the main characters in the book, and my dog, Sadie. But, And this actually happened. And then, but like when I go to schools and I teach kids, you know, so you have an idea, you still have to develop a story around that idea. So that's what I did. And I told it from Ashley's perspective, you know, a day at the ballpark, she was so excited, you know, so it's, you know, the excitement of waking up and wanting to go to a baseball game, you know, the tastes and smells of what's at the ballpark. You know, my Ashley just loves ice cream. So I put that in there, all things kids like, you know, and then this, and, you know, and then just the action and emotion from the ball game. And then something that just crazy happens, you know, obviously it's, you know, moms and girls love baseball too. And if mom wouldn't have been there, they wouldn't have caught this amazing ball. So it's just a fun, unique way the ball is caught. And so that's what inspired me, my daughters, and then just this great idea that actually happened, and I turned it into a story, and I turned it into a life-changing event and career. And it's prompted me to write other books after that.
I got to tell you, you are a riot. When you said, I want to share this with you without giving the ending away, you actually sound like it's one of these incredibly deep murder mysteries, and you don't want to reveal the ending. So the way you said that, I really appreciated that. It's such an adorable book, and I say for children of all ages.
Yeah. And the fun thing, there's a couple fun things to share about Mom's Big Catch. I think the first thing is Mom's Big Catch was my first book, and I sent it away to publishers for 2 years, and I got a lot of rejection. No one wanted to, you know, make Mom's Big Catch a book. So for 2 years, a lot of rejection. And finally, after that amount of time, I heard from a publisher that did want to make it a book. So when I go to schools and I present to kids, my message is always like, you know, so what would have happened if I wouldn't have sent it to one more publisher? What would have happened if I would have given up, you know? And I'd be like, you know, would I be here with you today? Would Mom's Big Catch be a book? And, you know, I asked them, you know, do you really think we should ever give up in life on whatever we want to do, you know? And I make them say those words loudly that, no, we should not give up. And that's always my message to kids, whatever, and adults, you know, whatever you want to do in life, you know, it's never too late. And if you have a dream, you need to go for it, and you need to stop wasting time and do it now and make it happen, because the only person that's stopping you is yourself. So I think it's just a matter of, you know, with kids too, teaching them to believe in themselves and to work hard and prepare and practice and just, you know, have a vision and a focus. And Mom's Big Catch, you know, my first goal was to just write a book. And I thought that would be awesome. Let's just get a book published. Well, then after I got the book published, it was like, well, now what do I want to do with this? You know, what are my choices? And so I worked with a publicist who actually used to work for the Chicago Cubs. And he introduced me. I've always been a baseball fan, but he introduced me to the world of baseball, the baseball winter meetings, and, you know, working with minor league teams. So now there are currently 7 versions in print of Mom's Big Catch because I work with baseball teams. So I've worked with major and minor league teams. The book can actually be customized to fit any baseball team. So in the book, the stadium changes, the team colors change. We've added the mascot. Some of the text in the book changes. The logo goes on the book. And I was fortunate enough to work with, after 3 years, it took me quite a while with my own hometown team, the Milwaukee Brewers. But after 3 years, I finally teamed up with them 2 years ago at their, it's called Brewers on Deck. It's their fan fest that takes place in winter to get, you know, people excited for spring training coming up. It's always in January. And we did, I teamed up with Milwaukee area businesses and the Milwaukee Police Department, and we did a book drive. So if you, as a fan, brought in a newer, gently used children's book, then you got the Miller Park, the Brewers version of Mom's Big Catch. And then you, with the children's book we collected, we collected about 1,500 books for children in the Milwaukee area who don't have any books. So that was a really good day. That was a dream come true working with my team. And then the recent one is the official Chicago Cubs book. And I know you've seen that one. That one, and that's pretty exciting because this is official. It has the Cubs logo approved by the Cubs, and Fergie Jenkins, who is a Baseball Hall of Fame pitcher for the Cubs. I work with Fergie. I go out to spring training, and I sit with him, and it's because of Fergie. that the Cubs logo and Fergie's foundation logo can be on it, and Fergie's illustrated in the book, and it's pretty awesome. Fergie is an amazing human being, and so I've been able to partner with him too. And part of the proceeds when I'm out at spring training and from just this Chicago Cubs book go back to his foundation as well. So it's pretty exciting to just have this crazy day that happened at a ballpark turn into working with baseball teams and wonderful people, you know, teaming up and partnering with them to, you know, do some good work and make some good things happen. So long answer
well,
to your question.
In the spiritual world, we know that everything happens for a reason. So even though at that day at the baseball park, you had no idea why is this happening, you just enjoyed what was happening. And I won't reveal it either.
Exactly.
I understand if anyone reveals it, you'll just have to kill them. I get it. But it did lead to those other books. And I want to give a special mention to my personal favorite, which is I'm a Secret Superhero. Now, on that one, besides the fact that I've always identified with Wonder Woman, you wrote that whole book in poetry form. And I'm someone that loves poetry. So that was very special. As I said, I know Sadie wrote the Sadie's book, Big Catch book. So it's written in first person from the dog. So I know you take credit on the cover, but I thought it should say Marla and Sadie.
Oh, cute. Sadie's, well, before we go into superheroes, Sadie's Big Steal is actually the second book in the Mom's Big Catch series. So the story continues. And in Sadie's Big Steal, all the dogs in the neighborhood know about the ball. And they all want Sadie to steal the ball. But, you know, Sadie's got to choose. Should she do what her friends are telling her to do or what she thinks is right? So Sadie's Big Steal is all about friendship and respect and kindness and making good choices. And it does have an anti-bullying message in it. But it's told, you know, but it's kind of cleverly hidden and told from the dog's perspective with her dog friends. But she knows Julie is going through things at school too, that, and it's just parallel to each other. So that's a fun story. Yes, but Sadie's the voice in the book telling the story. And then I'm a Secret Superhero. Yes, this book, oh gosh, this book is so much fun. And this one, I can't even tell you how this book happened. I didn't plan it. All of a sudden, I was just struck with inspiration, and I sat down and wrote it in probably an hour or two. And it, you're right, it rhymes, and it just all came to me. And I had never written a rhyming book before. So it came to me, and I was thrilled. And it makes sense. The rhymes make sense. You know, and it's just fun. It's all about finding your own super, you know, your inner superpower. So I know you had said you loved it too, and there's some beautiful the illustrations by Brenda Cato. They're beautiful. It's bright and bold. And, you know, when I go to schools and talk about I'm a Secret Superhero, this book is all about teaching kids that they're all born with special gifts. And so when we read this story, I mean, sure, the main character, Joy, she does have some superhero powers like flying and things like that, but that's not really the point of the story. The point of the story is what is she doing in the story that where she is sharing her special gifts with her community and with the world. And so those gifts include kindness, and being a good friend, and giving back, and sharing, and, you know, teaching kids that, you know, there's no room for judgment, and it's you're beautiful on the inside, and that's what's important. And so this book,
well, your books
this
definitely
book
have
special.
A message. They all have a message. The rhyming one, you wouldn't know this about me, but I love poetry very much, and I love writing poetry. And the way you wrote a book in an hour or two, all my poems are channeled through me, so I write it very quickly also. But I'm thinking about my poems and how they back up your message. So let me share the one because you had just said about knowing your dreams can come true now. I wrote this one for people who actually believe there is a someday. And here we go.
Awesome.
Someday, an original poem by yours truly, Joyce Barry. I went to my calendar and took a look. I discovered that Someday was not in the book. I looked carefully, for Someday I did seek, but only Monday through Sunday appeared on each week. I got really confused. This was not funny. I always said someday I'd make very good money. I always said someday I'd get everything done. I always said someday I'd be number one. I always said someday this and someday that. Someday is starting to sound like very old hat. I became very sure that something was wrong. No someday on my calendar all along. I thought everything I wanted would come to be. It would happen someday, I kept telling me. It was someday, I kept telling you, that all our dreams were sure to come true. How shocking to discover that all along, someday was not in the calendar. How could I be so wrong? How could I not know that why I was stuck was that someday would never, ever show up? There wasn't a calendar anywhere, none to be found, that had someday in it, it would never come around. I always knew that if something is going to be, I am totally responsible. It's all up to me. I thought of my goals and made a new list. How exciting to realize that someday did not exist. Now I really know without any doubt that Monday through Sunday is in and someday is out. So I ask you women, I ask you men, I ask myself, if not right now, when? So as you can see, my message totally backs up your messages.
I love it. I love it. That was awesome. I love
and
it.
And your poem in the book about the superhero, it was so cute, so right on. I thought it was adorable. And as I said, I love that Sadie wrote the other book. Whether you give Sadie credit. Also, Sadie and all the pictures really reminds me of my little Maltese. I had one 13 years and the other one almost 13 years. And the superhero, I totally identify with that little superhero. So I'm having fun with your books. They are really special.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, they're fun to write, and like I said, I started off just, you know, writing one book, and it just kind of took off, and it changed, and honestly just changed my life.
Well, hopefully this show will change your life even more, because I have to be on your good side to be one of your superheroes. Another poem I wanted to share, which backs up your message, is if not now, when? That is my mantra for clients and friends, because people always say they'll get to it. So I ask, if not now, when? Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide internet radio show. This poem, an original by yours truly, is entitled, If Not Now, When? We are giving you the education. We are giving you the information. We are giving you the motivation. We are giving you the inspiration. What you really need to do is to put this into application. Do you want a transformation? You must use your imagination. It might take some perspiration. It's all in the preparation. You must really be sure there is no procrastination. It helps to have a fascination and very strong determination. You want a positive demonstration, achieve success in the administration. It really is the time. Give each show your consideration. What is your aspiration? What do you need for stimulation? To get healthy and off that medication, to get wealthy, it's your destination. So make today the day for your participation. If you do, congratulations. If not, now, when? So you can see, Marla, that we're both on the same page, and my poetry backs up your messages.
It does. I love it. I love it a lot. Yeah, and I just think it's good, you know, when you can channel something like that, that's your creative spiritual channeling, and you have to, you know, because if you don't channel it and write it down, it's not going to go away. You know that. when inspiration hits and it comes, it's like you have to sit down. It's almost like this powerful, you know, spiritual message, and it's just you have to get it out and share it because that's your purpose. And I think that's, you know, just like you with your coaching, you teach people to transform their lives and find their purpose. And that's, you know, I use these books as a platform to go to schools and teach children that, especially now with I'm a secret superhero, to find their life's purpose. And I think, you know, children might, of course, they're young. They might not completely understand or know what that is yet, but I turn the words around to say, well, what are you like, you know, or what do you like? What are you good at? You know, and that's what I said, what are your special gifts and what are your talents? And I teach them, you know, it's their job in life to find those talents and those special gifts and to become good at them and to use those gifts to make a difference in their world. And I think teaching children from a young age that they have the power inside of them, you know, that's why, you know, the secret superhero, because inside of us all, we have superpowers. And it's just finding those powers and using them. And, you know, I think that's just what's important to teach children.
And Marla, talking about superpowers and wanting to make a difference, I don't know anyone that more fits that category than our dear friend, the one, the only psychic Peter Marks, who is right here, right now. Hi, Peter.
Yay. Hi, Peter.
Hello, darling. Hello, Joyce. Hello, Marla.
Hi.
Have been listening to the radio show since the inception. I am so glad to hear Marla. She is an amazing speaker, a brilliant writer, and I have my own copy in front of me of I'm a Secret Superhero. I've got to say that I am reliving my childhood through her books.
Oh, Peter, you're awesome. Thank you.
So I feel very blessed to have Marla in my life and to watch the creativity that I believe she actually is inspired through heavenly sources. And you also, Joyce, as a brilliant life coach, and to hear the two of you on the radio today is just brightening up my day.
Well, thank you, Peter.
Well, I just
you're
want to
welcome,
say
you
guys brighten up the day of so many people around the world. And I just want you folks to know, if you really want to know his talents, his gifts, Peter has our show a week from today. That would be July 14. If you call 917-388-4530 next Friday the 14th after 11 a.m., you actually can ask Psychic Peter Marks to answer a question, address a concern for your free on-air mini reading.
Thank you for that wonderful introduction. I will let you continue your wonderful radio show. And Marla, you're amazing.
Thank you, Peter. And Peter, for all the listeners out there, he is absolutely awesome. So I highly recommend calling in to talk to him. So thank
you,
Peter.
Talk to you soon, sweetie. Take care.
Okay. Okay,
bye-bye.
And folks, you need to know that Peter has given us the exclusive for radio. So if you want to hear Peter Again, he'll be on next Friday, 11 a.m. Eastern, where you can call in for your free on-air mini readings. And I want to suggest to those of you who would love to hear him or hear Marla again, if you go to our website, Joyce Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, and friends.com, and right under my picture on the upper left, if you click on follow, you will get an email telling you of every show, every guest, every topic, so you need not miss any of our special shows. You'll always know what we're doing. And a big love and hello to the thousands of our followers that do that. We love our loyal listeners and follows. So again, we have the exclusive with Peter. He graces our show once a month with free on-air mini readings. Okay, Marla, back to you. Tell
that
us about Linda
surprise.
Blair Worldwide, about Linda Blair World Heart Foundation and how you got involved with that.
Well, like I said earlier, you know, Linda Blair, Rick Springfield is a big, huge supporter of the Linda Blair World Heart Foundation. So as a fan of Rick's, you know, you just know that he supports that. And because I just love dogs. I just do. And I did not have a dog until later in my, you know, as an adult. I'd never had a dog as a child. And I wanted to incorporate Sadie in the books. And I thought, how can I give back? And I share that with kids too. How can I give back? And what can I do? So, you know, when I go to schools, I give back to children as far as messages and teaching them and as far as donating books. But I was like, how can I align myself and partner with a foundation that needs our help and that, you know, does such wonderful work? And, you know, my passion, you know, it's children and animals, dogs. And so I was like, I really want to partner with her. And, you know, whether Rick would have matched it or not, I still wanted to team up with something good and something where I could give back and help. So that's what I decided to do. And, you know, Rick matching, that's just an awesome bonus. And, you know, through this, I've gotten to know Linda and talk to her. And she just appreciates it so much. And his fan base likes to support Linda as well. So this just, you know, was a bonus. And this just added to helping her. So that's why I decided to do that. And like I said, I can give back, you know, books and my time and teaching to children, but I can only help, you know, through funds to help with dogs. So it's been pretty neat.
So you sort of found out about her. She didn't seek you out.
No, I found out about Linda. Yeah. Yeah. And then
wow, that
for
is
those
extraordinary.
Yeah, Linda Blair, if you know, she was in The Exorcist. That's, you know, what she was known for. But this is what she has turned her life into, you know, and so she... You know, and I think people get the wrong misconception, you know, that she's a movie star and she doesn't need, you know, funding. And that's just not true. You know, she needs all the help she can get. And I mean, you know, taking care of animals is a lot of work and there's a cost to it. So, and she tries to save every dog that she possibly can. You know, she works with Petfinder all over the world. But, you know, I encourage people to go to lindablairworldheart.org, and that is her website. And if they want to make
Linda
a donation,
Blair,
that would be
World
great.
Linda Blair World Heart Foundation.
LindaBlairWorldHeart.org.
Oh, Linda Heart. Wait a minute. Linda Blair World Heart.
Yeah.
Correct?
Yes. Linda Blair World Heart.
Okay, very good. I want to give a special acknowledgement to two more supporters of yours and talk a little bit about Tracy and Brenda.
Oh, okay. Well, and Brenda actually is on the line, I believe. She is my illustrator, and it would be fun to talk to her because Brenda and I have worked together and known each other for years. But she does my website, marlamckenna.com, and I never knew. I knew she was talented and did wonderful artwork, but I never knew she had this talent to be my illustrator. And I love her work. And I just truly believe that, you know, she and I were meant to work together. We are great friends. And this work is beautiful. And she, you know, this is the thing. When you're an author, okay, I like to try to explain this. And I'm sure you can understand this. When you're an author and you write a story, you have a vision in your mind of what you want the characters to look like. You just do, okay? And I can't imagine any author not having an illustration in their mind already of what they want their characters to look like. So as I was writing I'm a Secret Superhero, I was envisioning what I wanted the main character to look like and how I wanted, you know, the lines of the characters to, you know, harder lines, bright colors. And I told her what I was thinking, and she just made it happen. And she just built these beautiful characters, and I think she got inside of my mind, and I think that's when the magic happens. That's when the story comes to life. So she
I
just
do want to get her on the line,
stuff.
But there's a lot of people in the studio, and since I don't know which line she's calling in, just tell me the first six digits, and I'll know, I'll find her line, because I don't have her number in front of me.
Hold on one second, and I can let you know that. But Brenda is just beautiful. She just does a really great job. Her first
is she the 904-472? Let me try it while you're looking.
She's the 917.
I don't have a 917 on the board. I have 904 one minute, Marla. 904-472. What's your name and where are you calling from? 904-472. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Belita Emile from Jacksonville, Florida.
You'd have to speak up. I can barely hear you. What's your name?
Belita O'Neill from Jacksonville, Florida.
Belita from Jacksonville. Do you want to have a question for Marla or a comment?
I just wanted to say hi. I had the opportunity of having lunch with Marla and Brenda when she was in Jacksonville recently, and I'm really proud of their work, and I think they're doing a great job.
Thanks, Alita.
And thank you. Yeah, Alita, thanks for calling in. I don't have a 917. I have 847-529. That's Penny. Go ahead, Penny.
Yeah, I'm okay.
Okay. Hi, Joyce. Hi, Marla.
Hi,
so as you have heard, Marla is just so kind-hearted and such a joy, but I wanted to comment that I have two children who absolutely adore her books. And also,
it's something to be adored by children and adults.
Yes. And we've had the pleasure of having Marla visit my daughter's school, and she is very inspirational. Not only does she talk about the writing process, but she is really interactive with the kids and the teachers, and they all just absolutely love her.
Thank you, Penny.
Thank you for calling, and let's try another one because I'd love to get to your illustrator. 813-777. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Brenda Cato.
Oh,
it's
I got
Brenda.
You, Brenda Cato. I didn't. There's a whole board of call-ins here. I didn't know where you were. I wanted to get to you.
Hi.
I received your friend request on Facebook, which I immediately said yes to. I would love to be your friend in and out of Facebook.
Awesome. Yes, I've already commented. This is a great show, ladies.
Thanks, Brenda.
Brenda, you do an awesome job. I was extremely impressed. What would you like to share about the book and your joy in doing work on it?
Yes, I just want to say I jumped at the opportunity to illustrate this book for Marla. Like she mentioned before, I had been helping her with her website. That's what I do for everybody and for a career. And so when she was successful with the first children's books, and we were talking about as friends about our positive, you know, journey down positive thinking and, you know, getting out of toxic relationships and how to move forward and manifest our dreams. She asked me if I would like to illustrate I'm a Secret Superhero, and I said, yes, please. And so it was a joy to work with her and conceptualize the images that were happening. And when I first read her poem, I literally cried. It was so awesome for me as the message and like the talent, and so aligned with how I feel.
Well, I just want to say that your work is extraordinary. I love the colors. The visuals are amazing. The whole book is terrific. You played a major role. And when I saw that friend request this morning, I clicked, yes. I appreciate that kind of creativity.
I'm a dog lover, too, and so I got to put my Iggy Pop, which is one of my doggies that's in heaven, in the book. I got to illustrate him. So I have little things that are important to me in the book.
And I think I think that's the magic of it. And I mean, I told Brenda, as long as she'll have me, she will be my illustrator forever because she's brilliant and she's talented. And it's magical when you can find a winning team. It's like gold. I mean, really, when her and I work together very well together. And I think that that's just something that you have to hold on to. And we have the same vision and goals. And as she said, you know, manifesting, I mean, that's what it's all about, is manifesting your dreams and things to take flight and to just soar. And I think Brenda and I have found that together, and I couldn't be more thrilled to have her be my partner in these books, and she's awesome. So thank you, Brenda.
Check out Brenda's work. It's BrendaCato.com. BrendaCato.com. Just by looking at it, I know how impressed I was, and it takes a bit to impress me. I've been doing the show 8 years around the world, so I certainly know my share of people in every category. Brenda, you're exceptional.
Thank you.
Yes, she is.
Thank you for calling in. Okay, folks, I just want to share that we were talking about poems, how much I love poetry. The superhero book was written all in poetry. And this is perhaps my favorite poem from our health guru, Beverly Nadler. Listen up and see why.
Listen to me. I have something to say about a wonderful way to start your day. A way to stimulate your mind and increase your energy, make you feel so good. And guess what? It's free. Weekdays at 11 a.m. Eastern, hear the Joyce, Barry, and Friends show. You'll find it on the internet, on Blog Talk Radio. This show is upbeat and fun and very inspirational. It's informative, educational, and very motivational. There's the Coach's Corner, great quotes and news. There are suggestions, perspectives, and advice you can use to enhance your life and improve your health, plus clever, simple ways to increase your wealth. Joyce's perceptions and personality will keep you captivated, and her guests from many walks of life will always keep you fascinated. When Joyce and her friends speak, it's like you're in the conversation. This is part of what makes her show so unique, really a sensation. For Joyce's friends are not only the guests you're listening to, they're everyone who is tuning in. Yes, I do mean you. So refer your friends and family. They'll be so pleased to know. And let's make Joyce, Barry, and Friends the number one internet radio show.
And folks, let me share with you our invitation to have that happen by partnering up with us. Simply go to JoyceBarryAndFriends.com, and right under my picture on the upper left, it says follow. And again, just by clicking on that, you'll be apprised of every show, every guest, every topic. You need not miss any of them. With Peter coming on, as I said, once a month, you want to know when that is. And we're sure to have Marla back soon, so you're going to want to know when that is. So that's JoyceBarrieAndFriends.com, B-A-R-R-I-E, and just click follow under my picture on the upper left, and you can join the ranks of our thousands of followers. Marla, what kind of message do you really want to leave the audience with today?
Well, I think my main message is to follow. It's always, you know, follow your dreams and don't give up, because I think that you never know where life is going to take you, and you have to be open. And you know, you get signs along the way, and I think you really need to be open to seeing what those signs are. And I think, like I said, when I visit schools, that is my message to kids, is to follow their dreams and not give up. I mean, I teach the writing, like Penny said, you know, I go to schools, I teach the writing, editing, illustrating process. But I also use that platform to teach children, you know, just to go for it in life and don't let anything stop you. And I mean, this, like I said, this has actually changed my life. You know, Mom's Big Catch was the first book. My goal was to write a book. Then Sadie's Big Steal came out. Then I'm a Secret Superhero. And I've got so many more books I'm working on. I had mentioned the new books are coming out. Soccer Summer Dream with the Milwaukee Torrent. That's Milwaukee's professional outdoor soccer team. And I will be teaming up with them. And that book, Brenda will be illustrating it. And that book will be out later this year. So that's pretty fun. And then I'm working on another children's book that rhymes. And that one's called Please Don't Make Me Choose. That's a little girl's perspective on her mom and dad's divorce. So that one I channeled as well. And then my new adult book, which I'm very excited about. It's called Our Last Day in Heaven, a story of tragedy, loss, and hope with angels in the midst. And that is my first adult book. And that's a really emotional and deep message, and that's got some wonderful God moments too. And so it's just been a dream come true to do what I love for my career, and I'm sure you understand that too, because when you find what you love, that's what you have to pursue and go after and just make it happen.
Absolutely. If the ball is in your court, and I always ask the question, if not now, when? So that's
yeah, like
message.
Your poem, exactly.
Go
and
after
you can keep
dreams.
Saying someday. You keep saying someday, but guess what? You have to make that someday happen.
Marla, thank you for that. I know you're so passionate that I'm just trying to, you know, really give my message as well. That's passion,
absolutely.
Excitement, and wow. Okay, so folks, you heard it from Marcia McKenna. You definitely want to check out her books. Best way to find them is to go to her website. Are they sold on Amazon as well?
Yeah, they're sold everywhere books are sold. But I encourage people to visit MarlaMcKenna.com and just see all the positive my books are involved with.
Absolutely. And again, I want to acknowledge Brenda Cato for those extraordinary illustrations. Everything
yes.
about you, Marla, is first class. I want to give a shout out to Tracy Westlager. Is that pronounced correctly? Westlager.
Yes.
She made mm-hmm. your extraordinary business cards that I love. Very, very creative and
thank
very
you.
Clever. And so my message to all of you is to stay positive, stay upbeat. There are always going to be challenges. Listen to our show every day, always positive, always upbeat. So you want to stay on that track. It's very easy to get sidetracked with all the negative news out there, with all the negative world events out there. So do what you must to keep your head up and go after your dreams. Never, ever give up on your dreams. Marla, what do you do, I just want to ask you this, in the face of the challenges and the obstacles, how do you stay with it? How do you stay with your dreams?
Oh, wow. That is a great question. I surround myself with positive people, positive friends, positive family. I practice gratitude. You have to be grateful for what you already have to invite more into your life. And I think, you know, everyone has moments where, yeah, you get down or, you know, you're waiting too long. And you honestly have to be patient. It's all in God's timing. And I just think that when you surround yourself with positive people and positive energy and you have gratitude, that that is just the best answer to that question. That's what
I
do.
And believe it or not, I have a poem for you folks on that, since that's such an important message. And this by Wynne, W-Y-N-N-E. I love this poem on gratitude.
Being thankful, and this is submitted by Wynne. Be thankful that you don't already have everything you desire. If you did, what would there be to look forward to? Be thankful when you don't know something, for it gives you the opportunity to learn. Be thankful for the difficult times. During those times, you grow. Be thankful for your limitations, because they give you opportunities for improvement. Be thankful for each new challenge, because it will build your strength and character. Be thankful for your mistakes. They will teach you valuable lessons. Be thankful when you're tired and weary, because it means you've made an effort. It is easy to be thankful for the good things. A life of rich fulfillment comes to those who are also thankful for the setbacks. Gratitude can turn a negative into a positive. Find a way to be thankful for your troubles, and they will become your blessings.
Yes, and that's a major message for me as well. So I want to close with this special prayer that I wrote for all of you. May yesterday be the last day, the very last day of your struggles, your suffering, your ill health, your misfortunes, your problems, your pain, your worries, your troubles, your trials and tribulations. May today be the first day. It is the first day of the rest of your life. May it be the beginning of the very best of your life, with extraordinary wishes granted and dreams coming true. Make this the most meaningful year of making more money, good health, good luck, good fortune, attracting special people and opportunities, creating magical memories, and manifesting marvelous miracles. And folks, we invite you to laugh along with us, sing along with us, and dance along with us. And you can do that starting right here, right now, to the Joyce Barry Mash. Special thank you to Marla. Great books, great message. Join us in the Joyce Barry Mash.
Thank you.
I was listening to Blog Talk Radio when my ears heard something that I did know. From the speakers of my laptop, I heard a voice. It was the White Oprah, also known as Joyce.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH. I felt so inspired by her show, and her poetry was just so good, you know. I want to listen to Joyce again and again, as Joyce would say, if not now, when?
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Wow.
Joyce knows all about having fun. She's
wow.
a home business wizard, and she's just begun.
Wow.
She's
wow.
a coaching sensation for not just me or
wow.
you or her. It's for everyone.
Then you can MASH.
Do the Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She's a home business smash.
Then you can MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can MASH.
Do the Joyce Barry MASH.
Have a fantastic day and listen to Joyce Barry and Friends.